Dillon, Wyatt Earp, and Sheriff Matt Masterson. This is the story of an unsung hero, greater than them all, and an Englishman too. A man who kept the peace in one of the toughest parts of the West, Somerset. He left this world a better place, and the bad men bowed at the sight of his face. No one knew from where he came, but the criminals cringed at the sound of his name and called him
Police Constable Herbert Platt, Somerset Constabulary.
Square, tall as a giant, he proudly stood with a voice like thunder that could chill your blood when he said,
"Hello, hello, hello, what's all this then?"
The greatest lawman of them all. When he waved them on with his big white glove, the women drivers used to fall in love. They blocked the road and there they'd stay, 'cause they went all hot when they heard him say,
"I'm afraid I shall have to take you down to the station."
Yes, he was a big, big man, and I'm gonna tell you how he met his end. Well, he lived his life and he lived it rough, but the day arrived when he was benching off. His big white gloves hung on the door, but he longed for a chance to use them just once more. Finding a way with nothing to do, till one bank holiday the news came through. The Exeter bypass was jammed again. The Devon police were running short of men. His woman cried out, "Lordy, no!" But Herbert knew that he had to go. So he paddled away to meet his fate. And he arrived about a fortnight late. He sat there in the road and cried, with his big white gloves hanging at his side. It was all so quiet, he fell asleep, and he got run over by a flock of sheep.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
By the big blue lamp, he was laid to rest, with his big white gloves folded on his chest. And everyone knew he really tried to do his traffic duty till the day he died. Men called him
Police Constable Herbert Platt, Somerset Constabulary.
The greatest lawman of them all. He was the greatest lawman of them all. He was the greatest lawman.
Mind how you go on the roads?
Of them.